In the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, thy kingdom come. Amen. A couple of years ago, a member of the seminary community approached me a day or two after I had preached a sermon. He appreciated it, and I appreciated him saying so, but then he added that he didn't catch the joke I had told. "You dropped your voice," he explained. So I repeated it. Half of the answers to questions here at the seminary is Jesus. The problem is, you don't know which half. And then I saw his face, and it communicated, maybe this is just me, but it communicated something like this. What's the joke? Anyhow, I don't bring this up to justify myself or my sense of humor. I bring it up because this memory came back to me as I was preparing this sermon. Jesus Christ himself taught us to pray, "Thy kingdom come." But Jesus Christ himself is the answer to this prayer. Jesus Christ himself is the one whom God has sent to bring his kingdom, to bring his rule and reign over all things and over all people. You can see this before he was even born. Of his kingdom, the angel said, there will be no end. You can see this in the way he preached. The time is up. The kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the good news. You can see this in the way he taught, with parables, so many of which began, the kingdom of God may be compared to. You can see this in what he did. Where there was sickness, he brought health. Where there was uncleanness, he made clean. Where there were demons, they were cast out. Where there was death, there was life. Where there was sin, there was forgiveness. Jesus did not only announce the kingdom of God. He did not only teach about God's rule and reign, he brought it. You can see that Jesus is the answer to the prayer, "Thy kingdom come," also in the way he died. He died as the King of the Jews. And you can see that God is bringing his kingdom, his rule and reign over all things and over all people in and through Jesus, because God raised him from the dead and God exalted him in the heavens. Jesus did not only teach us to pray, "Thy kingdom come," he is God's answer to that prayer. Now, God's people in all times and in all places have had plenty of reasons to pray for the kingdom of God to come. And what has happened in all times and in all places does certainly apply to our time and this place. Pandemic. Millions sick, hundreds of thousands dead. And because of it, disruption, confusion, fear. Jobs have been lost. Businesses and schools closed. People going without homes. People going without hope. Unrest over race. Ever-widening divide in our civil politics, going from threats to even violence and destruction. It often does not look as if God is God and God reigns, and that certainly applies to our time and our place. And so we pray, "Thy kingdom come." But I tell you also, Remember God's answer, Jesus. Jesus will come back to finish what he started, to bring life, to bring light, to bring peace, to bring joy, to bring blessedness on all things and for all people, and that includes you. But even now, the kingdom of God comes for you through the Word and the Spirit, and in faith and in all faithfulness, Jesus comes. Jesus comes in the preaching of the Word. Jesus comes in the Holy Sacrament. Jesus comes in the words of absolution. And with it comes his Spirit to give faith, to give hope, to bring life. And so even now, the kingdom of God comes. Even now, in this place, at this time, the kingdom of God is here. Thy kingdom come. Jesus taught us to pray. And the kingdom is coming for you. I, in the name of Jesus, tell you that. I, in the name of Jesus, promise you that. And I tell you, never give up. Always cling to that promise. If nothing could prevent Jesus from being the one to bring God's kingdom, then nothing can prevent it from coming to you. Always hold on. Believe. Have hope. And when his kingdom comes, you will be there to receive it in gladness and to live in it forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, I promise you that. Amen. We rise to sing the hymn.